climbed aboard the Dreamweaver train. Turn away my worries of today and leave tomorrow.
Doing? Let me do this. Then I'll be right back.
That was Association. That was Free Association. Thank you for your participation. Thank you.
Out of control with that free association. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And I'm very glad you're here tonight, especially as it's time for us to begin tonight's radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. And as we begin, we want to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary tonight is for Clora Bryant, the American jazz trumpeter. She performed with Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, and was a member of the Sweethearts of Rhythm. Let's see. She was also with the Queens of Swing. And so you can see recordings of them as they performed on television in 1951 as the Hollywood Sepia Tones. And also myself and Freddie, we both recommend, and that's Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., your titular head of research. We both highly recommend the documentary that came out that she was in. What was the name of that movie? Why can't I think of the name of that movie? It was there. Now it's gone. So I'm sure we'll get that for you over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. I'll try to remember between now and the time that I come back. But Clora Bryant just passed away at 92. It's the initial radio obituary for her right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
This can't be love because I feel so well. No songs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love, I get no dizzy spell. And yet I love to look in your eyes. My heart does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love because I feel so well. And yet I love to look in your eyes. Thank you. just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love because I feel so well, and yet I love to look in your eyes.
I'd like to thank our tithead for pulling the name of that documentary for me, The Girls in the Band. So simple. How I couldn't remember that, I don't know. Maybe it was just too simple for me. But I believe that you can get that if you have a public library card and your library system is a participant in the Canopy streaming program, your card will get you into Canopy with a K, where you can then watch that movie and many other exciting documentary and art film and foreign films. So get your library card and use it right. That's the next public service announcement from Bubbles in the Think Tank. Let's see here. We've got some obits that are going to be a little thinner than others tonight. This one's not too bad. The post-initial radio obituary is for Elton Medeiros, composer and musician. I do believe from Brazil. Yes, Brazilian. He composed his first samba at the age of 8. He wrote it for the boys from the street where he lived. In his teenage years, he took up trombone and then went on to broaden his horizons from there. Elton Medeiros just passed away at 89. It is the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Meu samba é um samba diferente, pois de fato, minha gente, ele é muito original. Não fala das cadeiras da mulata, do murmúrio da cascata, nem do amor no carnaval. Não cita frases célebres da história, nem revive a luta em glória dos sedentos de riqueza, nem mesmo narra farsas de carinho emanada de um peito transbordante de frieza. Nem mesmo narra farsa de carinho emanada de um peito transbordante de frieza. Podia falar do pandeiro e da cuíca, ou do surdo de barrica que já não existe mais, ou mesmo de um coração ferido, solitário, comovido, e dos seus doridos ais. Não fala, meus amigos, de ninguém, simplificando a história, não fala de mim também. Meu samba é um samba diferente, pois de fato, minha gente, ele é muito original. Não fala das cadeiras da mulata, do murmúrio da cascata, nem do amor no carnaval. Não cita frases célebres da história, nem revive a luta em glória dos sedentos de riqueza, nem mesmo narra farsa de carinho emanada de um peito transbordante de frieza. Nem mesmo narra farsa de carinho emanada de um peito transbordante de frieza. Podia falar do pandeiro e da cuíca, ou do surdo de barrica que já não existe mais, ou mesmo de um coração ferido, solitário, comovido, e dos seus doridos ais. não fala, meus amigos, de ninguém. Simplificando a história, não fala de mim também.
Poder subir, tô bem de cima pra poder cair, tô dividindo pra poder sobrar, desperdiçando pra poder faltar, devagarinho pra poder caber, bem de leve pra não perdoar, tô estudando pra saber ignorar, eu tô aqui comendo para vomitar. Eu tô te explicando pra te confundir, eu tô te confundindo pra te esclarecer, tô iluminado pra poder cegar, tô ficando cego pra poder guiar. Eu tô te explicando pra te confundir, eu tô te confundindo pra te esclarecer, tô iluminado pra poder cegar, tô ficando cego pra poder guiar. Suavemente pra poder rasgar, olho fechado pra te ver melhor, com alegria pra poder chorar, desesperado pra ter paciência, carinhoso pra poder ferir, lentamente pra não atrasar, atrás da vida pra poder morrer, eu tô me despedindo pra poder voltar. Eu tô te explicando pra te confundir, eu tô te confundindo pra te esclarecer, tô iluminado pra poder cegar, tô ficando cego pra poder guiar. Eu tô te explicando pra te confundir, eu tô te confundindo pra te esclarecer, eu tô iluminado pra poder cegar, tô ficando cego pra poder guiar. Eu tô te explicando pra te confundir, eu tô te confundindo. Esclarecer. Eu tô iluminado pra poder cego, e tô ficando cego pra poder guiar. Tô te explicando pra te confundir, eu tô te confundindo pra te esclarecer. Eu tô iluminado pra poder cego, e tô ficando cego pra poder guiar. Tô te explicando pra te confundir, eu tô te confundindo pra te esclarecer.
The next radio obituary is for Anne Grete Preus. She was a Norwegian singer, a rock star, you might say, in Norway in the 1980s and 90s. She played in bands and later as a solo artist, releasing 9 solo albums. To the best of my knowledge, she was never in the Eurovision Song Contest. Anne Grete Preus just passed away at 62. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Men støtt når vi var ute for å finne
the next radio obituary. Am I right there? Yeah, one, two, yeah. The next radio obituary is for Joy Mack, the British reggae singer. I don't have an age on her. I don't really have any other information on her. I only know that she passed away this week, and so therefore, the next radio obituary is for Joy Mack, right here. On your freeform radio station, it is WMFO, Medford. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we are coming up to the, radio obituary for Mario Davidovsky. He was an Argentine-American composer, born in Argentina, but he came to the U.S. in 1960, where he lived for the remainder of his life. He's best known for his series of compositions called Synchronisms, in which live performances incorporate both acoustic instruments and electroacoustic sounds played from tape. In 1958... he studied with Aaron Copland and Milton Babbitt at the Berkshire Music Center, which is now the Tanglewood Music Center in Lenox, Massachusetts. Who knew? Mario Davidovsky just passed away at It happens sometimes. At 85. It's the radio play just for him. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
On to the radio obituary for Carol Lynley, the American actress and child model. She, early on in her acting career, distinguished herself on the Broadway stage and the Hollywood screen in the versions of the controversial drama Blue Denim in 1959. She had numerous film roles, probably best known for Return, but also Under the Yum Yum Tree, Bunny Lake is Missing, The Pleasure Seekers, The Cardinal, and The Poseidon Adventure. On television, she showed up on Coljack the Night Stalker, Fantasy Island, The Big Valley, Mannix, Night Gallery, Kojak, Hawaii Five-O, Charlie's Angels, and The Man from U.N.C.L.E. She also posed nude in a 1965 edition of Playboy magazine. Carol Lynley just passed away at 77. I've got a radio obituary ready to go just for her right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Otto Preminger presents Bunny Lake is Missing. What suspense! Laurence Olivier is immense!
I just want to find one simple thing. One small, simple proof that Bunny Lake exists.
Come on, time!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah. The zombies are there.
That's us!
That's me.
That's him.
That's he!
Carol Lynley is keen as a knife.
Care delay will give you the time of your life.
Come on, time!
Come on, time for the show.
The clock will tell you when to go.
While the show's on, can you get in?
No! Come on, time!
Please come on, time.
Blob is back in a horrifying new adventure. And you are there, startled, stunned, terrified, as the blood-red creature rolls over and eats everything in its path.
We're going to burn the place down. I can't take any chances.
Beware the Blob. Starring Robert Walker, Gwynne Guilford.
First thing you do when you get home, you go fishing.
You know that's not the first thing I did.
Beware Godfrey Cambridge. Beware Carol Lynley. Beware Shelley Berman.
You would like a haircut?
Yeah.
It'd be $400.
Beware the Blob. Larry Hagman and his pals tried to stop the Blob with a pitchfork. Beware the Blob.
Look out!
Consuming human flesh on contact.
Suppose you got any identification?
Nothing can stop her, not even bullets.
What do you mean?
Huh? That thing? That's it? Oh.
See, Son of Blob.
History of comedy is filled with great teams, partners working side by side in mutual love, companions like Tom and Jerry, Olsen and Johnson, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis, the Ritz Brothers, Abbott and Costello, Laurel and Hardy, the Marx Brothers, the Three Stooges, and now, joining those marvelous ranks of mutual admiration, it's Dan Rowland and Dick Martin.
Big deal.
In their first feature-length motion picture, MGM.
Lunar Lust, A Space Odyssey, Take 4.
Not exactly. It's Rowan and Martin in The Maltese Pippi.
You're a werewolf.
Co-starring Julie Newmar as the world's most beautiful ghoul.
When we both do love for stunk chocolate.
We didn't.
And lovely Carol Lindley as a college girl dedicated to the study of anatomy.
You're the host. You carve.
And when Rowan and Martin do their thing, everybody drops in. Animals love Dick. And Dan, too. While Carol, the dewy-eyed co-ed, has a set of problems all her own.
Every kook on campus wants to have a private sleep-in with me.
You will kill her tonight.
Carol falls prey to Dick's deadly passion, while Dan just falls prey.
Is the first bite the hardest, my love?
Eat.
No, not my ex-partner.
Eaten as though by an animal.
Robert Reed, Fritz Weaver, Julie Newmar, Carol Lindley, Dan Rowan, and Dick Martin. Action, adventure, romantic, horror, melodramatic comedy. The Maltese Pippi.
Spare me the 8 to 5 people, those half alive people. I'll take the set that likes to get off the dime. Give me the pleasure seekers every time. Spare me the world watchers, also the bird watchers. In other words, the bird's not for me. Give me the pleasure seekers. Yes, sir. It's cocktails at 9. At midnight we dine, then bubbly wine in a small cafe where the gypsies play till the break of day. Olé. No one you know lives twice, mister. Take my advice, mister. Give what you got before it's not there to give. Get with the pleasure seeker. Lovers and cheek to cheeker. Seek the
And another radio obituary for Keiko Nosaka. She was a prominent Japanese koto player specializing in contemporary music. She just passed away at 81. It's the radio obituary for Keiko Nosaka right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thank you. What? It's the Weasel Radio obituary for Morton Tuber. He was an American film editor and sound editor, working mostly in low-budget horror and exploitation films. He worked on Francis Ford Coppola's Dementia 13, Jack Hill's Switchblade Sisters, and Paul Bartel's Cannonball in 1976. It's really a huge list. He also edited The Big Red One in 1980, the biggest budget movie he probably ever worked on. Let's see. He just passed away at 98. Wow. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Morton Tuber right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Ready, hit!
The Swinging Cheerleaders. Take eight attractive young college co-eds, put them on the cheerleader squad, and you have the Swinging Cheerleaders, an action-packed, fun-filled adventure of contingent life.
What's the idea of sitting on like that? That does me when I'm trying to explain permutations.
The director who created Coffee, the Big Dollhouse, now brings you a view of college life you've never seen, or perhaps you have. Swinging Cheerleader.
The pre and penultimate radio obituary is for Fernanda Young, the Brazilian writer, screenwriter, television presenter, model, actress, and poet. That's a heck of a list. She just passed away at 49. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary for Fernanda Young, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Nós, os malucos, vamos lutar pra nesse estado continuar. Nunca sensatos nem condizentes, mas parecemos subcontentes. Nossos neurônios são esquisitos, por isso estamos abertos pelo caminho, nos comportando estranhos do ninho. Quando a solução se encontra, o maluco é do contra.
Oh,
You might do.
The antepenultimate radio obituary. Oh, by the way, before I go there, let me tell you right now that you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We are getting towards the end of the radio obituaries, though. And we still got a little bit of time, so don't freak out. No freaking out. I probably did talk too much. We'll see if I can cut anything. Anyway, let's get it going so we can get it going. The antepenultimate radio obituary is for Pedro Bell, the American artist and illustrator best known for his elaborate album cover designs for Funkadelic and George Clinton's solo albums. He contributed greatly to P-Funk and P-Funk's literary mythology, as they like to say. Let's see here, how did he say it? According to George Clinton's official website, Bell's stream of contagion text rewrote the whole game. He single-handedly defined the P-Funk collective as sci-fi superheroes fighting the ills of the heart, society, and the cosmos. That's nice. That's a nice way to be remembered. Pedro Bell just passed away at 69. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
When you love to dance, you won't forget it. Ooh, when you learn to dance, you won't forget it. When you learn to dance, you won't forget it.
You can't.